Okay, so last time we learned, we gave a basic introduction to Maseches Avodah Zarah. And tonight we're going to get into the real learning. The Mishnah tells us a halachos that lefnei ideihen she'ovdei kochavim shlosha yamim asur laseis v'laseis imahen lehash ilan v'lesh omehen lehavosan v'lovos mehen. That 3 days before the Goyisha festival, so you're not allowed to do business with the non-Jews. Now, I'm reading the Mishnah as Taisus quotes from Rashi, which I think is the way intuitively we read the Mishnah. That laseis v'laseis imahem means that you can't do business with the non-Jews. What we'll see that is interesting when we get into the Tosis is that Rabbeinu Tam has a totally different take on Judaism, and Rabbeinu Tam says that lasis or lasis imahim basically means that you're not allowed to sell them animals that they'll use for sacrifices. Right? So Rabbeinu Tam really limits the prohibition that's found in the Mishnah. Now, just as an aside, however, the Mishnah doesn't only say laseis v'laseis imahem. The Mishnah continues that you're not allowed to lahash ilan v'lish omehen, lahalvosan v'lovos mehen, right? What's the difference between she'ela and halava'a?
Borrowing
and?
Like a
and a loan, right? Well, I also borrow money, so
tangible object.
Objects versus money, and the way Rashi says it is based on the principle in halacha of milva lahotza'a nitna. In other words, when I lend you $100, which I probably wouldn't do unless you're really nice, but when I lend you $100, I don't expect that you give me the same $100 bill back that I lent you. Presumably, I lend you $100 and I'll get a different bill back. So that is called a halva'a. She'ela is if I lend you my my pen, I expect to get the same pen back. No? That is she'ela. It's an object versus money. Lefor'an v'lefro'an mehen is to pay up a debt and to get paid from them. All these things are also. Rabbi Yehuda says, nefro'an mehen mipnei shem meitzar hu lo. Rabbi Yehuda says that when the guy pays you up, that is permitted within 3 days of the festival because that bothers the guy. So Chachamim responds to Rabbi Yehuda. He says, yeah, right now you're upset, but because you'll be happy later, and Rashi translates later as tomorrow, which is presumably what Rashi means as on the festival, so then it is going to be forbidden according to the Chachamim. That is the basic Mishnah. Now the Balei HaTosis over here are bothered by a typical question in Avodah Zarah. The question effectively is that there's a contradiction between real life and what we're learning. No? We learned that you're not allowed to do business with the goyim. And yet, in real life, they do this all the time. And that is the kasha that the Balei HaTosfos are bothered by. But the way Tosfos asks the question is a little more detailed. And let's get into it. Zoktosis. By the way, the first two tosis in are like technical. I don't know if we could even say the word interesting or not, but they're there. I don't know how else to say it. The first two tosis are, tosis often begins mesechtes by mentioning something about why this mesechta comes after that mesechta, and some technical little point about language. Like this second Taisus actually is the same Taisus you have on the first daf of Kedushin. The Taisus at the beginning of Baba Basra, the beginning of Shavuos, Taisus very often discusses why one mesechta follows another mesechta. Those like detailed issues. Zuck the next Taisus, the real Taisus. Aser lasis velasis iman, pirish hakuntris, mishum da'azo biyom eito umodela avodas kochavim. Rashi says that the concern, the reason I can't do business with the goyim, is because the goy will go on the festival and thank the Avodah Zarah. Mitoch l'shono mashma, shiritzono lomar af mimekach umemker. Okay, who wants to explain these six words in Tosis to me? What does mitoch l'shono mashma mean? What?
From his language,
you can infer, right? Tosis is implying we infer from where Rashi is implying, and we infer from Rashi's language, that he means even business. Meaning that the Isser in the Mishnah, according to Rashi, is also about doing business. Now, where in Rashi does he say that the Isser is to do business? Avushtet. That means, where does it say? Tehillah?
The whole point is that it's inferred, meaning like the concept of the Azul Umodeh.
So, the concept of Azul Umodeh, yeah, explain yourself.
Meaning like, the whole, the, it's not that the Mishnah says business deals, it's just that if we're going to imply the concept of the Azul Umodeh to the other concept, it wouldn't make sense to exclude, it would be like, Memkach Memper via office comma comma, as opposed to.
So, Tosis is inferring from Rashi that Rashi says that the Isser is because of Azal Umodeh, that the guy will go and thank his deity, and therefore Zok Toisvis, that presumably that means business also, right? Now, if that's the case, the simplest way to learn the Tosis is that Tosis is just being medayik from the first words in Rashi, that Rashi says, V'kolhu mishum da Azal Umodeh l'avodah zarah. Right? V'kolhu means that all the cases in the Mishnah, meaning lases v'lases and lahashilon, lahalvosam, etc., is all because of Azul Umodeh. That's probably what Tosis is being medayik from Rashi. The only problem with this approach is that we have a word in Rashi that Tosis doesn't have in Rashi. Which word? Dun, dun, dun. My wife was a contestant on Jeopardy, so I haven't had her to sing the song. Dun, dun. She lost. She came in second. Dun, 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 dun. Because the flicker is broken, right? You remember. What's the word, Shoshana? What?
V'kolhu.
Very good. In other words, Rashi, the way we have it, says v'kolhu, which means that all the cases, but Tosis doesn't have that word v'kolhu in the Rashi. If you don't have the word v'kolhu in the Rashi, so it's harder to say that this is the place where Tosis is making the diuk from Rashi. This is one of the reasons why I asked you to look at the Rush. Turn to the Rush. Here we're going to try to do this with like two fingers or two hands or I don't know what. Okay, the Rush, Simon Aleph in the Rush. Right, it's in our versions of the Rush, it's like in the fifth line. Pirush Rashi. Right, let me wait till you all turn there. By the way, was Brianna helpful in the Beit Midrash with you guys? Okay, good. That's important. Okay, Shoshana, you have it yet? We're getting there? Okay. Pirush Rashi, Da'ayri b'masa umaton shel mekach u'memker. Kach mochiach mitoch perusho shapirush l'kamun b'pirkin. Mishum da'azul amodel avodazar v'asim mishum lo yisham al-picha. Right? The Rush is saying that the inference is not from a Rashi on Daf Beis, but it's a Rashi l'kamun b'pirkin. A Rashi later on in our Perek, which is on that most famous of all Gemaras, the Gemara in Daf Vav, right? Where the Gemara questions, what's the reason for our Mishnah? Is it because of Lifnei Iver, or is it because of Harvacha? Right? And Rashi translates the word Harvacha on Daf Vav to mean, right? Harvacha, Rashi says, Azo Umodeh, that the Goy will thank his deity, and therefore you will be in violation of Lo Yishama Alpicha. I'm not allowed to cause a guy to thank his Avodah Zarah. No? So Zuck the Rush, that the Diyuk is not from a Rashi on Daf Beis, but the Diyuk is from a Rashi on Daf Vav. No? You notice that? So that is the Rush's first addition to the Tosis. But basically, what Tosis is noting, according to the Rush, I should say, is that since the Gemara on Daf Vav, as understood by Rashi, says that the Isser is going to be Lo Yishama Alpicha, that you're not allowed to cause him to mention the deity. So that l'cha'ora means that whatever benefit you give them, they might come and thank their deity. Whatever you give them. If I sell an item to the goy a few days before their festival, that could be an iser v'lo yisham al picha, because the guy's going to be so happy he or she got their fidget spinner. And they've been waiting for the fidget spinner for so long. I have a 5-year-old son, so trust me, I know this Torah. But they've been waiting for the fidget spinner, and they might go and thank the deity, Baruch Hashem, we have a fidget spinner. Right? And that would be in violation of lo yisham al picha, and therefore it could apply to anything. That's the Rush's diuk from Rashi, as opposed to the Pashtus in Rashi, which seems to be the way the Maharsha learns, is that the diuk is from the sort of a kohu. The problem is that Taisus doesn't have more of a kohu. Chana?
Yeah, Barash worried about them cursing by their deity.
About what?
Them cursing by their deity.
Cursing by it. Well, in other words, what? That the Jew got such a good deal and they got such a bad deal, they're going
to
curse?
They go to the shop and it's closed.
I mean, presumably, the case is, like the Gemara at the beginning of Brachas has an expression that there is gimel chinos hein. There are three things that always find favor, and there's chein mekach al loko. When you buy something, you're always happy with it, generally. You end up buying, generally people are happy with what they buy. So if they're happy, presumably they'll thank the deity. That's the concern. Where, okay, zozain. The Gemara will give us details regarding sometimes maybe the guy realizes it's a bad deal for him, and maybe in those cases you're allowed to sell the item to the non-Jew, but this seems to be the approach of Tosfos. Now, the approach of Rashi. Now, the Tosfos asks on Rashi that l'cha'ora, there is no iser of ozol moda l'yisham apicha by a sale. Because if I sell something to you, that means I'm giving up my $5 for the fidget spinner, right? So, it's a wash. So, I'm not going to be really happy. Rashi, however, seems to assume that there's a din of ozol moda'ah even on losses v'losses imahem, even on doing business. What this l'cha'ora means, and again, the Maharsha makes this point on Tosfos. My Rosh Hashiva, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Goldrich pointed out that you don't really know a Tosfos unless you read the Maharsha. By the way, who was the Maharsha? When and where did he live? Before Moshe Rabbeinu or after?
After.
After, good. Okay, before Moshe Feinstein, after?
Before.
Okay, so we know everything about that. That's why Rav Cooperman used to always do this in Mechwalah. He would say, before Moshe Rabbeinu, or after, right, before the Moshe Feinstein. So the Maharsha was named as Reb Shmuel Edels. The Maharsha was a Rav in Krakow. The Maharsha was a Rosh Yeshiva Rav, and he actually developed a Derech Halimud that became very popular in terms of just precise reading of the Tosfos. What's interesting about the name of Shmuel Edels, it's important to say this since during college, is that the name Edels, Edel is a girl's name. No? My grandfather's mother was named Edel. Baruch Schwartz's mother was named Edel. You know that, Tehila? Okay, there you have it. So, Edel is a girl's name. The traditional names in Poland, the surnames, the family names, went by the women's side of the family. In part because the women earned the money to support the family, and as a sign of respect, the last name was the woman's name. No? Reb Moshe Rivkish. That was the grandfather of the Grub. Reb Moshe Rivkish wrote the Be'er Hetiv on Shulchan Aruch. Rivkish means he came from Rivka. Rivkish. That's the name. Okay? Zosain. So the Maharsha makes the point that even the Rabbeinu Tam, who assumes that the Isser of doing business is really an Isser of selling animals that can be used for sacrifice, but that's only on losses velosses. Right? That doing business for the Rabbeinu Tam is Isser because of Lifnei Iver of sorts, or because they might use it for sacrifice. But the other dinim in the Mishnah, Lahash Iman, etc., those dinim are because of Ozol Umoda. The Chiddush of Rashi is that Kohu, everything is because of Ozol Umoda, and even in a situation of a sale, where I give up money in order to get the item that I got, that is still a concern of Azul Umoda. Good? So Tosfos asks Akasha, V'kasha amas samchu ha'olam lasis ulasis biyom id ha'avodes kochavim imbahen. Frek Tosfos, what is the world relying on to do business with the Goyim? This is a typical Ashkenazi question the Balei HaTosfos ask. Sfaradi Rishonim are much more inclined to say everyone's making a mistake. Ashkenazi Rishonim have a nusach that they use very often, im einom neviim, b'nei neviim heim. No? That if Klal Yisrael has a practice, it's got to be right. So the question is, what are the people relying on that they do business with the Goyim before the festival? Nehi, derov ideim in a kadeshim heim. What are kadeshim?
Saints.
Saints, right? How do they get the term kadeshim? What's a kadeshim in Chumash?
A zona.
A zona, right? A harlot, a prostitute. So the festivals, the Goyim call it kadoshim, right? But we change Kedeshim to Kedeshim. Right? It's much easier if you speak like a Litvak. We change Kedoshim to Kedeshim to put them down. So Tosa says, even though the majority of their festivals are festivals for various saints, and therefore what? Louder?
It's not for the deity,
and presumably there is therefore no concern of Azul Umoda. They're not going to go and thank the god, because what they will do is they will go to Saint Patrick, and they'll thank Saint Patrick for the good bottle of scotch, or whatever it is. So even though most of their festivals are for the saints, Mikom Makom, every week they have one day, which we usually call Sunday, where they actually worship Avodah Zarah in their churches, and therefore the Gemara has a kasha that according to Rabbi Yishmael, it should always be also, because Rabbi Yishmael has a shita that the Isser of doing business with Goyim is 3 days before and 3 days after. So, okay, ready? This is advanced mathematics. How many days are there in the week?
Seven.
3 before and 3 after would mean it should always be also. That's the Gemara's kasha according to Rabbi Yishmael. So, Threktoisis, what's the heter? What's the heter to do business with the Goyim, even though many of their festivals are days for the saints, but some days they actually worship in church, and they actually worship God on Sundays. Again, in terms of Christian worship. Ve'ein lomar, Zatos then, don't tell me that it's because they are not so devout. Why not? Why does Tosis say we shouldn't say this? Let's go. We got to pick up the pace a teeny bit because it's getting late. Why can't we suggest that because the non-Jews are not so devout? And that's our heter? What?
You don't know.
We don't know. So Tosis doesn't say it that way. Right? It's not that we don't know. Tosis says, because even if they're not devout, not being devout just means that a few days before the festival won't be forbidden. But the festival itself should be usher. They're not devout, so December 24th, they won't be thinking religious thoughts. But December 25th, of course they'll be thinking religious thoughts. So Tosfos says, you can't tell me that's because they're not so devout, because the Gemara and Daf Zayin says that Begola, it's only Usser Yom Edom, right? Me implying that Yom Edom is Usser. So this is Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos gives a big answer, or a suggested answer. Tosa's suggested answer is that the reason why we do business with the non-Jews is because of Ava. Okay, how do we translate Ava?
Hatred.
Okay? Zog Tosis, that maybe the heter is because we don't want the Goyim to hate us. That's the suggestion. But Tosfos does not... Does Tosfos like the heter of Ava or not? What?
No.
Why not? He has a question. So first of all, let's go slowly. Right? Tosis says, maybe the heter is because of Ava, and he digs up a Gemara on that Vavam and Beis that seems to imply that there's a heter of Ava. Right? There's a certain fellow who gave a min. By the way, what's a min? An apikoris, or we call an apikoris, but the term min is a technical term for early Christian. Right? So there is a min who sends a dinara kisaryana to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. A dinara kisaryana is a new Caesar's coin. Apparently, the emperor decides occasionally, just to keep the economy going, that we'll get rid of the old coins, we'll put a new coin in. So they send a new coin to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya on his festival. And what does Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya do? He's singing like in his clarinet, right, with a thumb. If I take it, he's going to go and thank his God. Why? Ich bin a choshev yid. He wears a strimal. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, by the way, is a grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. No? So he's a pretty early Amora. He says, if I take it, the guy will thank his deity. If I don't take it, the guy will be hurt. So what should I do? So the Gemara gives us an eitzah that what should he do? Louder? Not throw it directly. If you throw it directly, he'll be even more hurt. You throw a kilach haryad, right? You take the money and you... Something like that, right? You throw the coin into the river, kilach haryad, thank you. And because you throw the coin into the river, kilach haryad, so therefore the guy won't be hurt that you're not taking it. And the guy will realize that you're not getting it, so the guy won't thank his deity. So the Gemara over there uses the word Eva. Zok Tosvis, maybe this Gemara is the heter for us doing business with Goyim, Mishum Eva. But then Tosvis says that what?
But they're not going to notice if you're not going out to ask them to do business with them.
They're not going
to
notice?
If you don't go to them and ask them, oh, can I buy something from you? Like they're not going to notice.
So that's the second kasha of Tosvis. The second kasha of Tosis is that, okay, so don't do business. What Eva is there? And we'll talk about that kasha second, because it's the second kasha. The first kasha, Tehila?
Maybe you're talking to just giving him like, an advice of like, how to circumvent the whole Eva problem.
And advice to prevent Eva. You get the impression from Tosis that Eva is not a matir. Eva is an iser. You want to prevent the goyim from hating you. But Eva will not permit anything, Zoktaisus. Maybe there is no heter of Eva. Maybe Eva's an Isser. Now, it's interesting, by the way, if we read the Tosis carefully, right, Tosis's Lashon is, right, Lekach Nira, that's Mutti because of Eva from the Gemara, Vavam and Beis, Mihu Ein Misham Raya Gemura. Isn't that like a striking language? Ein Misham Raya Gemura? It's not like a great Raya. It sounds like a shtiko Raya. It is. How do you say that in English? Shtiko Raya? A little bit of a proof. No? It sounds like it's a shtiko Raya. And that's the way we have the version of Tosfos. In the other versions of Tosfos, Tosfos just says, Ein Misham Raya. There's no proof. I think the word Gemura actually is probably a bit of a mistake. It doesn't really read. The impression you get from the entire flow of the Tosis is that Tosis holds that Eva is not a matia. Eva does not permit anything. Right? Tosis says, Deshema lav misham Eva is permitted, but he took an Eitzah how to avoid Eva. Moreover, we have the point Natalia made, if it's because of Eva, so you can understand about lending, etc., but to do business, right, what's the Eva? The Jew can't say, I don't have to buy anything. Right? That's Tosis's question. Now, effectively, there's Gemara and Bava and Beis. Tosis rejects it. And then Tosis says, by business, what Eva is there? Look in the Tosis Rabbeinu Ochanan, and the Rush also implies this a teeny bit. They reject question two. Or they point out that question two is not a question, no? Here, look in the Rush, in the second paragraph. There are two columns in the Rush, no? Column A and column B. The Rush in column B. V'od yesh lomar, the top line. K'evad ikar panus haseinu mehem, v'anu nosim v'nosim mimahim, k'oimos hashona, ipar shilim inay b'yom edam ikar eva. What's the Rush adding?
And the Tosfos
adding,
what?
Where? The top line of column two. The Od Yesh Lomar. In my Rush, it's the top line of column two. Is it the top line of column two? It could be that your Gemara says it. Can I see your Gemara for a second? You all have the same Gemara? Oh no.
That should be the same. Maybe it's not.
You see, it says that bottom base in parentheses, two lines on top of that. It says for only Shlomo Hirosh. You have it also? I think every Gemara is going to be different.
Well,
no one else here. I should get myself a newer Gemara, else I won't be able to keep up with you.
Well, we all have different ones.
All Gemaras, right? Okay. Basically, the Rush says, and the Tosfos Rabbeinu Ochanan says the same thing, that maybe there is a concern of Eva if we don't do business with the Goyim, because we always do business with the Goyim. You see, Jews in the medieval period lived in very small Jewish communities with lots of Goyim around, no? And if there's a day when the Jews aren't doing any business, and you're not going into the store to buy bread, right? Pasach is mutter. Besides during Asar Simei Tshuva. And you're not going to buy apples, and you're not going to buy Vesefnisht, your trinkets, or whatever you buy, so the Goyim are going to say, hey, there's something wrong. How come you're not buying stuff? Right? So that would be Eva. In other words, Tosfos asks, either there's no Eva on business, but the Rush seems to answer, well, since Iker Maso Matonam, the main business that we do with the Goyim is Eva, so therefore there's a concern. So Hayotze, the basic point I'm trying to get at is as follows. Ready? Tosfos does not hold that there is a heter of Eva. The fact that the Goyim are going to hate us doesn't permit things. The Rush holds that there is a heter of Eva. How do I know that? Go back to what we were up to in the Rush. See, Tosfos has this proof, right? And Tosfos seems to move away from Eva entirely, no? Tosfos seems to move away from Eva. Eva is like a really famous heter. But now that we're learning Daf Beis in Avodah Zarah, we know that the Balei HaTosfos, in terms of the printed Tosfos, do not hold that there's a heter of Eva. But the Rush seems to hold that there is a heter. No? V'hochi amar l'kamon b'hai pirka. Look at the Rush. He quotes the same Gemara in Daf Vav about this early Christian sends a coin to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, right? Reish Lakish is there. He says, what should I do if I take it? Blah, blah. Right? So Reish Lakish tells him, take and throw kal achar yad. Alma. We see. Ilo matzi l'ishtemuti l'delo l'hevele eva heveshakil afagav d'azul molder. Zuck the Rush, that Gemara is proof positive that if not for the fact that he had a way out of flicking it backhandedly, so he would have taken it. That means Eva is a heter. The Rush holds there's a heter of Eva. No? Okay. V'hochanami omar b'perek einamidin. The Rush then brings another raya. And by the way, if you look in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Ochanan, he also brings the second raya. The raya from Perek Ein Na'amidin, Daf Chof Vav, the second perek of Avodah Zarah. Sov Rav Yosef Lameima, Oludi B'schar Shari Mishum Eva. Okay, let's go slowly. The Gemara tells me that a Jew is not allowed to serve as a midwife to deliver a non-Jewish baby. By non-Jews, obviously, all the caveats. Again, we're talking about the baby of an Oved Avodah Zarah. A Jew can't deliver the baby of an Oved Avodah Zarah. Why? Because the Torah says that there's a prohibition, lo techanim, that you can't give a gratuitous gift to a non-Jew. Good. The Gemara says that you're allowed, we think that you're allowed to deliver a non-Jewish baby if you get paid because of Eva. Zucked the Rush, you see from that Gemara that Eva is a heter.
But it's still not a complete heter because you still have to be paid for it.
If you get paid for it, in other words, if I don't get paid, I'm going to say, why would I deliver your baby? If I'm going to get paid, So then there's a heter of Eva. The Rosh holds that there's a heter of Eva, and he proves it both from the Gemara Daf Vav and the Gemara Chaf Vav about delivering babies. So far, so good? Now, this is a very important issue. Is Eva matir anything in Judaism? Hi, Shoshana.
Hi. I think that in Mishnah Berurah, it say that, but it doesn't apply to Daraisa.
Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't help to Daraisas. And Tosfos on Chaf Vav tells me Eva doesn't help under Oraisas also. Look at that Gemara on Chafav, the Gemara that Tosfos quoted. Yeah, look at the Tosfos, Savar, on Daf Chafav. I know I jump around a lot, but there is actually rhyme and reason to what we're doing here. Savar Rav Yosef. You see the Tosfos that begins Savar on Chafav Amar Aleph? Right? So the question is, Tosis asks a question that the Gemara over here does sound like Eva would permit it. So for Tosis, how can you permit Mishum Eva something that's an Issa D'Oraisa? Because the Gemara says that Hoshet Yadol Lame'e Behema V'dil Del Uber Shibimei'eha Chayev Mishum Oker Dava Migidula, which is a Tolda of Gozeis. Again, this is like a detailed issue within Hilcha Shabbos, but basically to deliver a baby on Shabbos should be an Issa D'Oraisa. Now, usually there's like some pekuach nefesh involved in that. So like, okay. To deliver a baby animal on Shabbos. Aser min ha-Torah, no? Any of you have baby animals in your home? Give birth? Not so common anymore. But to deliver a baby animal on Shabbos is an Ishidorai. Sigma says, Hushit yadolim e behema. Tosis assumes that's a tolda of gozeis. That is interesting. Usually gozeis means like shearing wool. Or if I would cut my beard, or, right? That's gozeis. So you're shearing a child out of the womb. Right, so that's a told of gozeis. That's what Taisa says. Again, the Ramban there in Shabbos Kuf Zayin has a different approach. Or the, what?
Tolage.
So Tolage is a told of gozeis. Tolage isn't one of the Lamatas Malachos. It might be a told of kotzer. What? Tolesh is usually kotzer is with the kli and tolesh is biyad, but the Balei HaTosfos understand that delivering the baby is an iser of gozeis, not of kotzer. The Ramban assumes it's an iser of kotzer. That's the discussion in the Rishonim in Hilchos Shabbos. But basically, Tosfos asks Akasha, how can you permit delivering the baby out Eva when Eva should only permit the Rabbanans? Right, like what Shoshana tells us the Mishnah Berurah says, right? So Tosis answers, right? Two answers on Daf Chafav. Look at the Tosis. Yesh Lomar.
A lot of other sources also say that it doesn't apply to Doraisa.
There are tons of sources that Eva does not apply to Doraisa.
Yeah.
Tons of sources. Apparently, and we'll talk about this in a second. So Tosis is bothered by the kasha. If delivering a baby isn't Issa D'Oraisa, how can you permit it because of Eva? So Tosis answers that the case there in the Gemara and Chafav is talking about that the baby is already mostly born. No? If the baby is no longer attached to the mother, it's Yosheves al Hamashber. You're already sitting on the birthing stool. Or Tosis says that the case is kolulo chadashav, that the baby's a full-term baby, so in that case there's no iser of gozeis. But hayotze, Tosis assumes, right, if we'd be more precise, when we say over here that there's no heter of Eva, what Tosis is really saying is that there's no heter of Eva on the Doraisa. But the Tosis on Chavav says that b'drabbanan, there is a heter. Now, doing business with non-Jews before their festival. What's that iser? Is that an iser d'oraisa? Or is it an iser d'rabbanan?
It depends on the situation.
Well, so we're assuming, again, the issue of lifnei iver that we'll have to talk about on Daf Vav, lifnei iver is an iser d'oraisa, clearly. But in the case where it's not lifnei iver, in the case of harvacha, of azal moda.
No, it's not lifnei iver.
still be lo yishma picha. That sounds de'oraisa, doesn't it? Maybe the pshat in Tosfos over here, ladies. Usually I say ladies and gentlemen just to get my guys like all nervous. But now I have to stop the sentence early. Maybe the pshat in Tosfos is that what? That Tosfos is assuming that the Isser of lo yishma al picha, according to Rashi, is an Isser de'oraisa. And therefore, if I put the Tosfos together, there can't be a heter of Eva. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Pei Vav, and the Minchas Chinuch, there Mitzvah Pei Vav, they assume that the Isser of doing business, of Azul Modeh, that I shouldn't do business with a non-Jew, because a non-Jew will thank his or her deity, is an Isser d'Oraisa, and maybe that's the Pshat in Tosfos. And maybe then when the Rosh is saying that there's a heter of Eva, one of two things. Either the Rosh holds Eva's Matira d'Oraisa, alternatively, the Rosh says, no, maybe this Isser is only an Isser d'Rabbanon. Rashi keeps on saying you'll be violating Lo Yishma al Picha. So Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva in Chelek Yerideah Simin Ayin Aleph. Did I give this to you on the sources? I did, right? I don't remember anymore. So Rav Moshe in that Tshuva writes that he thinks the Isser is only an Isser d'Rabbanan. Because, what? The guy may or may not thank his or her deity. Even if the guy thanks the deity, I'm not directly causing it. The guy's a baradas. The guy decides on his or her own to thank the deity. I'm not causing it. It's not a psik ratio. It's not going to inevitably happen. Right? And therefore, Zakre Moshe, it's only an Isser d'Rabbanan.
Doesn't the Halloween
in the Again, speak slower and louder. So I'm deaf.
Isn't that a Halloween in the Gemara when it talks about like putting the cup in front of the mouth's ear in the Gemara where it's Halloween?
Yeah.
So, how are we using the same logic?
You might be asking a great question. Ask the question again. The Gemara Daf Vav assumes if I give a cup of wine to a Nazir, that's an Isser d'Oraisa with
an Eva, yeah? Right, and then it like, discusses the difference between giving, like, meaning giving over the cup, right? Stretching it out or giving it over, right?
When it's on one side of the river or two sides of the river, okay?
Right, and it rejects calling them, right? That there would be a difference between them, right?
We assume that, la halacha, we assume that the Isser d'Oraisa is only if it's on two sides of the river. If it's not two sides of the river, there might be an Isser d'Rabbanan, there might not be an Isser d'Rabbanan, we'll have to discuss that.
Right.
Okay. And therefore?
So if that's our Halloween in there, right, and we say that it doesn't work, then
Whoa. Two separate issues. No? The issue over here is when I do business with a non-Jew, and I'm worried that the non-Jew may thank his or her deity, and I may violate Lo Yishma Picha. So is that Isser of doing business? Is that Isser d'Oraisa or Isser d'Rabbanan? Right? The Gemara d'Avot is talking about when I actually give the item.
No,
so,
but the whole point of the Nazir is, right, that if you're negotiating your cup
and I'm giving him the cup of wine.
You're allowing them to take it. You're giving them the opportunity to allow them to take it.
Right.
Right, that would be the same thing here. Right, you're not physically forcing them to, right, do anything. You're giving them the opportunity to do business.
So the assumption is, and the Rishonim deal with this a little bit on Davav, that when I give you a cup of wine, for sure you're going to drink it. As opposed to when I do business with you, Lav Davka, will you go to church and thank your deity? When I give you a cup of wine, for sure you'll drink it. Because what else do people do with wine? You drink it. Nothing else to do with it. And the assumption is, of course the guy's going to drink the wine. Right? Or of course the Nazir's going to drink the wine. What?
Okay, I don't understand the differentiation you're going for. What's worse, if the baseline assumption is they're sure going to drink the wine, then there shouldn't be a differentiation at all.
Then it shouldn't be.
Meaning that there, what's the difference between you?
Because if it's on one side of the river, and the guy could get the wine on the, the nazir could get the wine on his own, on her
own.
Okay,
that's the maskana with the halamina. What's the difference?
What?
But within the halamina, what's the?
So the havamina, the gemara, again. The havamin of the Gemara on Daf Vav is that if you have your own cup of wine, there's no Isser. Or you have your own animal, there's no Isser. So the Gemara, we know by the Nazir that there's an Isser Lufni Iver, even giving the cup. So the answer is no. The case of the Nazir is Kriya for the Nahara. It's two sides of the river. So I'm giving you an opportunity to do an Aveira that you couldn't do otherwise. The Issur D'Oraisa of Lifnei Iver is when I give you an opportunity to do an Aver that you couldn't do otherwise.
They always could.
What?
Really, like the always thinking they're God. It's not like, oh, you're giving him.
But so they could, A, they could always thank the God. That's a point that the Taz makes. So I'm not giving you an opportunity to thank God. You could do it on your own. And it's also not as direct. The assumption is when I give you a cup of wine that you'll drink it. But there is no assumption that when I sell you a fidget spinner that you'll necessarily go to church and thank the God for, I'm so happy I got my fidget spinner.
So that is still our assumption. Our baseline assumption is that they do that.
The baseline assumption is that they might do it, they're likely to do it, but that doesn't mean that I'm a direct cause of it. If I'm a direct cause of it, enochanami, there might be an issur d'oraisa. Those who assume, and like Rav Moshe does in that tshuva, is a tshuva written by Michal Feinstein. No? And Rav Moshe writes in that tshuva that you're assuming it's an issur d'oraisa, it's not really an issur d'oraisa. But bekitzur hama'aseh, the simple reading of this Tosfos, I would argue, is that Tosfos is saying that Eva is not a heter. The Rosh assumes that Eva is a heter. Perhaps we could deflect it and say, no, maybe all Tosfos means that Eva is not a heter and a d'oraisa. And maybe the Rosh is saying that it is a heter and a d'rabbanan. They're disagreeing about the nature of doing business with non-Jews, with d'oraisa d'rabbanan, which is the machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Michal Feinstein in that tshuva, and it's a machlokas between the Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Pei Vav and the Ritvan Daf Yud Beis. They disagree about whether it's an issur d'oraisa and issur d'rabbanan. Hi, Shoshana.
So I just have a technical question. From where do they derive that it's a d'rabbanan and not a d'oraisa?
Where does Tosfos derive it?
Anyone. Like me and Chana were talking about how...
Logic.
Tosfos
assumes, pardon me, that it's inconceivable. It's inconceivable that Eva would be matir and issur d'oraisa.
Yeah, but it's just kind of crazy how everyone's degrading it to... Not degrading it, but
lowering the level of the Isser.
When, like, throughout Torah, like, you can tell, like, God takes Avodah Zarah very, very seriously, and, like, we're just taking it...
So no one is taking away the severity of Avodah Zarah, but this prohibition of doing... of Avodah Zarah because they're going to not like me. So the guy won't like you. Big whoop. Who cares?
Exactly.
Tosfos is assuming on the chavah that Eva's only matir drabanan because if they don't like you, that doesn't do anything. So they don't like you.
So why are we allowed to do business?
Oh, so we have to keep on meaning the Tosfos, right? In other words, Tosfos suggests that the heter is Mishum Eva, and Tosfos rejects it, right? The Rosh assumes that there's going to be a heter of Eva. Right? Rosh assumes that Eva is a matter. Tosfos says it's not. Why, according to Tosfos, is it permitted to do business with the Goyim? So that's the rest of the Tosfos.
Right, and I learned through it. I thought that I learned it. But it's like they keep saying, like, you come to the conclusion that you can do business with them. I mean,
you can. Practically speaking, Jews did it.
Yeah.
We do business, right?
Yeah, and I just don't understand why they stopped this.
So we have to keep on learning. Hey, good. By the way, La Halacha in Yerideya, the Halachas of Avodah Zarah make it to Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Yerideya, Simin Kuf Mem Chesif Yud Beis, right? Shulchan Aruch quotes, or the Ramah over there quotes, that there's a heter to do business with the non-Jews because of Eva. So, push comes to shove, I would say the Rush wins, not Tosfos. Okay? And the Mishnah Brura discusses that what's the heter for doctors, right? Some of you are planning on becoming doctors. What's the heter of doctors to healing non-Jews on Shabbos? So this is like one of those funny Mishnah Brura. He says, obviously when I talk about non-Jews, I'm talking about the people like Oved Avodah Zarah, like in India, right? You saw that note on the bottom of the Mishnah Brura. He says, yeah, I'm not talking about the holy non-Jews who live near Radin, but the Mishnah Brura really gets upset with the doctors who are Mechalal Shabbos to save lives of non-Jews, right? And he says that there's no heter of Eva on D'oraisas. That's that Mishnah Berurah that we gave you. One could argue that maybe the Rosh is saying there is a heter of Eva on D'oraisas if we do the addition. If we assume that the Isser here is an Isser D'oraisa, and the Heter is Mishum Eva, what the Rama paskins, which I don't think is crazy, but the Mishnah Berurah is not assuming that way.
I feel like you should just be Machmir. Eva's like not an excuse for a Lozara.
Then you can never do business with Dayan.
Yeah.
But, and
that,
like, Jews...
That was always our tradition.
Jews had to live life.
Crazy.
Oh, okay. Chevra, we gotta, like, pick up a little bit more in Tosis. So, Kach Nireh. You see, in my Tosis, it is the last word of the first wide line in Tosis.
I think all
Tosis
is everything.
What?
I think all Tosis is everything.
I hope so. Okay. Lekach nira. Ditam ha-heter mishum da'akum shebeinenu kimlon begavayu dolo pochu la'avodes kochavim. Umehai taim ha-shore lekaman beperek basra Reb Yehuda deshodalai korban la'abidonora b'yom edo amer kimli begavayu dolo palach la'avodes zora. V'chein Rav deshod korban l'bar sheshach v'yom edo amer kimli begavayu dolo palach la'avodes zora. Tosfos says that the goyim among us, we have a tradition that they do not worship avodah zarah. Wowza! What on earth does this one mean? Right? We have a tradition that the goyim don't worship avodah zarah. There are two ways to read this Tosfos, ladies and gentlemen. There are two ways to read this Tosfos. Right? Tosfos's answer of kimlon begavayu, Tosfos quotes two gemaras, that Bar Sheshach and Rava, whatever, they send a korban, they send an animal to the guy, and we know that this guy is not Eved Avodah Zarah. The Zoktosis, by extension, we could say all the goyim among us, we know they are not worshipping Avodah Zarah. Talia.
Doesn't he also say that, also, I remember maybe this somewhere else, he said it's only those specific cases because they knew them personally.
So all the cases are talking about they knew them personally, but Tosfos is saying it as a categorical statement. We know that our goyim, who live in France and Germany in the 13th century, are not Oved Avodah Zarah. Where does that come from? So this could come from one of two places. The expansive read of Tosfos is that Tosfos in this line is assuming, like, which position that we mentioned last week? The Meiri. It is very possible to read this line in Tosis and Tosis saying, oh, the Meiri. Right? Meaning Christianity is not really Avodah Zarah. Why? Because it's a trinity. And there's one true God as part of that trinity. So Christianity is not really Avodah Zarah. And Christianity is not really Avodah Zarah. Oh, that solves all the problems, though. No? Yeah, in the time of the Gemara, it was Usher. Because in the Gemara, they're not... The Gemara is in the pre-Christian world, no? But in the medieval period, with the Christians, not Avodah Zarah. That's what Tosfos suggests. That is one way of reading the Tosfos. Now, the difficulty with this read of Tosfos is that Tosfos would then be endorsing a shita that Tosfos don't hold like. No? So the more narrow way to interpret the Tosfos is that Tosfos is saying that kimlon begavayu, that they don't worship Avodah Zarah, doesn't mean that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah, but it means that they are not so devout that they're going to run to church and thank their deity when they buy a fidget spinner. Right? It doesn't mean fundamentally that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. And some of the Acharonim, the Maharam of Lublin, in the back, on the bottom of the Maharsha, learns the Tosfos this way, that kimlon begavayu in Tosfos might mean just that kimlon begavayu, that we know that they worship Avodah Zarah. Christianity is Avodah Zarah, but they're not going to run to church and thank their God. We know the Argoyim, and Argoyim aren't that devout that for a little fidget spinner they'll run to church and thank the God. Sounds good? Inami. Fourth line in Tosfos. It seems like we're not going to get through the whole Tosfos tonight. We'll just try to get until the Rabbi Nutam. And, for next time we learn, and we'll have to talk about the Rabbi Nutam, I also want you to do the Gemara. Try to read on its Agadata, to move very quickly. Try to read the Gemara until the end of the Agadata, which is pretty much the bottom of Gimel Med Aleph. There's one little tosis about Godo HaMetzuva Va'osa Mimisha Eino Metzuva Va'osa, which is like a fun topic. So I might want to talk about that just for fun. I'll send out Makoros B'li Neder tomorrow or Friday or something. I'll send out some Makoros for you to study on Monday before the Shiur. I hope that we'll have like an hour of Seder time before Shiur, and then we'll have Shiur on Monday.
I know this was asked a lot, but what do we think about the
Let's just read the Inami. Tosa says that we could rely on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the Isser of doing business, Tani, the Yerushalmi writes, Bamed, Varamamur, Bobikochom, Shaino Makiro, Bobokochom, Shemakiro, Mutter, Mutneshu, Kamachanef. The Yerushalmi says that there's a heter of Machanef, there's a heter of a goy makiro. If you know the goy, there's a heter because you're basically kissing up to the goy. That's machanef, no? You're being obsequious, sir. I love that word. It's like a great esoteric word. But that's what the Yerushalmi says. Now, effectively, if we would read, I'm going to have to run in a second, but if you look at the way the Rush presents this, it's slightly different than the way Tosis presents this. The Rush's presentation of this Yerushalmi is that this is a heter of Eva also. The easier way of understanding Machaneth is that, oh, I have a relationship with this guy/goy, and if I don't do business, he's going to be really upset with me. Why? Because me and Slobodan were buddies. And, you know, we always do business. And Slobodan's going to get hurt if I don't do business with him. And therefore, that is why Machanef is a heter, because it's part of Eva. That's the Rush's presentation. But for Tosfos, the way we learn Tosfos, that there's no heter of Eva, so the idea of Machanef might mean as follows. The idea of Machanef is that because we have a close relationship with the Goyim, so the Goy is going to not thank his deity because I'm doing business, because the guy expects me to do business with him or her, because I'm always doing business. The guy's my next door neighbor. Jews are not living like in their own isolated little Jewish area. They're goyim with them all the time. So the guy's not going to thank the deity when I do business with the guy, right? Because we always do business. For Tosis Machaneth, the Yerushalmi's heter cannot be based on It can't be based on Eva, because Tosis does not hold of a heter of Eva. Now, Tehillah was asking, what do you mean that you're using Yerushalmi as a heter? So the answer is the Bali HaTosfos are really struggling. The way Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik says it is that for the Bali HaTosfos, a minhug that Klal Yisrael does is like a halachic source. So I have a stira. On the one hand, all of Masechus Avodah Zarah says don't do business with Goyim. On the other hand, we do it. I have a stira. So I'm grasping for straws. Have a Yerushalmi. Okay, Yerushalmi is not a major source usually, but L'chol HaPochos will help me a little bit. That's one approach within the Tosis. For next time you learn, Amir Tashem, try to go through the Rabbeinu Tam, and there's a few more points I will make on the Rabbeinu Tam, and then we'll go on. Okay, Chevra, we have a lot to do. I hope you're having fun. I'm having fun, so.
Thank you.
Okay, go on. Can I apologize?